Hey you, I'm your nutrition coach. My name is Jackie Poole. Welcome to Happiness is a Healthier Habit. Let's get today's episode started. Alrighty, hi, welcome to just another episode with me. I am always excited to have you on and listening. So something that's been on my mind lately is how so many women inspire me to be stronger, to be fitter. And throughout these past years, I feel like the term muscle mommy, to me, it sounds so empowering. It gives off this masculine energy, which makes me feel like I have the power to do anything, right? Which as a woman, I feel like we clearly are able to do anything, you know, as far as, you know, times have changed quite a lot. We have more opportunities than the previous decades. Like we can work, we can build businesses, we can build a home, you know, we can give life. Like we have the opportunity to do all of these things, which sound so amazing how far we've come, but also at what cost, right? We have the power to do so much. And I feel like our expectations as individuals, as women, have also increased. You know, on the other side of the coin, where there's like all of these health benefits, we also go through these suffering things that happen to us. I don't know if that makes sense, but we go through these tendencies that we tend to sacrifice quite a bit and kind of guide us to go through some things, you know. And we sometimes don't deal with them very well, by the way. One of the best things that we can do for ourselves, for this world, for humanity to thrive, is take care of ourselves. And we throw that a lot as well, having me time, having this, having that. But trust me when I say this, that what I'm about to say is like one of the best things that you can do for yourself. Now, we all have self-care, routines, habits, and things like that, which are really great for our lives to be healthy, to be vibrant, to bring happiness and, you know, nature, everyone around us. But for us as a body to stay healthy and strong is build muscle. Now, I'm going to list off some amazing things and benefits that can come along with building muscle. Number one, which as a mom, I think we all need, just by having muscle, you're going to be boosting your immune system. Now, as a mom, if your kid goes to school or daycare, let me tell you, that is one of the most important things that you can have, a strong immune system, because they're always going to be bringing all of their colds and flus and things to the house. Now, that is something that I can firsthand tell you. As a family, we rarely get sick. And if we do get sick, it's something like super serious where we have to go to the hospital. And I'm not talking about a cough or they were wheezing. I'm talking like a serious infection like last year where the doctors had no idea what was going on with my son. We spent almost a week in the hospital. So when I tell you that we don't get sick, is we rarely get sick. I can't remember the last time I took my son to the doctor because he had a little cold. That is something that doesn't happen in our family, and I'm so proud to say that. And I think one of the things that help us is because we're very active. And as a mom, I work out, I strength train. So that is definitely number one on the first thing that you need to do to build your immune system is build muscle. Also, when you build muscle, you improve your strength. You're able to do more. When I do the yard work, I pick up the heavy bags. I carry them to the trash can. I lift them up. When I'm trying to take out the Christmas tree, I do that all by myself. And granted, it's nice to ask for help, but it's so empowering when you can do it on your own. Now, another benefit to building muscle is improving your hormones. You also reduce injuries, you reduce falls, you have less aches and pains as you get older. You have the power to regulate your blood sugar, so your flexibility and the foods that you're able to eat are more open and you have more options because your muscle helps alleviate all of those things. But most importantly, when you build muscle, you have more control again over the food that you get to eat, and your metabolism responds at a better rate than somebody that doesn't have the muscle that you've built. Now, how do we build muscle is a question, right? All of these good things that come with building muscle, how do we do it? Because this sounds like a cure, right? Give me one of those. I'd like to pill on that. That's a lot of how our society works these days. So the good thing about this is when you build muscle, you do all of these things that better improve your health. And so again, it sounds like a cure. That's what we're going to be focusing on today, how to build muscle. Now, a great way to start is using your own body. If you're new to working out or just moving your body, body weight is going to be a great first way, a simple way to do that. And some exercises that you can do to use your own body are like squats. I don't know if you've heard of the 100 squat challenge. So that is a great way. If you can do 100 squats without stopping, without moving your feet and switching, that is a great health marker. So keep that in mind. It's a great test to see where you're at in your health, as well as it's a great way to start moving your body. You don't need a gym. You don't need any equipment, just your body. So if you want to try that out, when I first learned that, I remember I had just finished a leg session and I went and did like 100 squats after a leg session. Oh my God, I was so sore the next day. It's not as easy as it sounds. And so I challenge you to go do 100 squats and see where you're at. If you do, let me know how many you did. And it's a great health marker to see where you're at. So know that if you're able to do 100 squats in a row without stopping, it's a great look on you and you're on a good condition. So enough about squats. Something else that you can do as an exercise is push-ups, some pull-ups. You know, I know if you have like we have like a home doorway pull-up bar, so I always like to have those just because it helps me remember, keep that habit. I do a pull-up every day, just one. It doesn't take much. And those are just great things that you can add and do in your regular day life to build muscle. And also, it's going to increase your overall strength if you're doing those daily, just using your body weight. And on another note, if you are more serious about really putting on muscle and, you know, being committed and dedicated to do all that, I don't want you to be scared. Maybe you've thought, you know, you don't want to look like a man. You know, in reality, if you think about the amount of food that you have to eat, for like example, bodybuilders, it's insane. And for us to ever look like that, it doesn't matter how much we work out, our diet has to be on point. And so to look like that, the amount of protein and food that you have to intake, it's insane. So if you're worried that you're going to look like a man, it is impossible. What is going to end up happening is you're going to look more toned, you're going to look more fit, you're going to look more slimmer. Building muscle is going to be the answer. So we are going to be talking about a few things that you can do to build muscle. The first thing is I will like to say that you need a very well built plan. Sometimes a lot of people think they need to spend like 5-6 days at the gym. And to be honest, as a mom of three boys, where, you know, I've done that. I've, you know, gone to the gym, come back, you know, especially now we're in a season where they're in after school activities, after school clubs, sports, you know, even Saturdays now, you know, my toddler is always with me. And sometimes it's just too much. 5-6 days is not something ideal. It's not possible. And so it's not going to take 5-6 days to build the muscle that you want, the body that you want. All you need is 2 good full body workout days, and boom, that's it, you're done. Plan to have that on your schedule. You're going to see a difference, and it's really going to make a difference, right? Only 2 days. I know that sounds crazy, but if you're committed to 2 full days out of the week, it's only, honestly, if it takes you an hour to do 2 days of full body strength, that's only like 2% of your overall time, and it's going to make such improvement. But the structure of the program has to be well thought out, as well as being consistent with that plan is going to give you the results. Which in my nutrition program, that is something that you get during the coaching program, is curated for busy people, busy moms that don't want to spend all of this time at the gym. I know that that is appealing for a lot of you, and this sounds like, I mean, it is a time saver. It is definitely something that you need if you don't want to spend all this time working out, spending at the gym, or you just want something short and sweet and see results. So if you're interested in that, I do want to mention, book a call. I can help you out. We can talk about this and see how you can see results with only 2 days of working out. It is part of the habitual sunrise map. And also, I do want to say, if you're in the Kyle area, I do want to give you the opportunity to use my own equipment from my own home. So it's something that I've thought about putting out there as well. So it's a win-win for those of you who are local. My garage is your garage. So moving on. Another tip I recommend is tracking your progress. Tracking how much you can lift. This can give you a lot of insights on how well you're doing, if you can keep pushing yourself. I do want to say, at first I thought this was very tedious. This definitely took longer to do if you're at the gym, you know, thinking about what you're gonna do. And I just never liked the idea of writing it down, right? I was like, oh, I'm gonna remember it. But sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. And I've actually been tracking how much I've been doing this year. And what's helped me a lot is just pre-writing what I'm going to do already. So when I get to what I'm doing, I'm just writing it down, because I do have to take breaks in between. So in between sets or things like that. So you do have the time if you're prepared, right? So I can see how much stronger, you know, I've gotten with this, you know, it's like a, it's a gym diary. It's my personal, you know, diary that I get to write my progress and things like that, which I've grown to have great appreciation for my own body, what I'm able to do. And it also allows me to see and celebrate when I hit like a new record or I'm doing something new, and it just feels so good. Again, it doesn't take much time when you have it written down already, when you have something prepared and ready to go. And it allows you to celebrate the big wins when you hit new records and things like that. Now, if you're someone that wants to start training harder with weights and is kind of confused about all the types of workouts, the best workouts, you know, for bodybuilding, greater strength, you know, sometimes we have to, body those body weights first. And some things that help a lot is, when you start training, is doing compound workouts, which are movements that use multiple muscle groups at a time. And these exercises can translate, this is why I like these exercises, because they can translate to everyday life, like picking up groceries, lifting up luggage at the airport, picking up your kids, you know, tossing them in the air. So when I tell you that strength training, when you think about it, we are focusing on movements that are really going to help you in your regular daily life. So that's what strength training is going to do for you. Not only improve your physical body, but it's going to translate for you to be able to do more things in the real world. All right, the next tip is super simple, and it's eat more protein. Muscle is made out of protein. So consuming the adequate amount for your body, you know, for your body composition and goals is really important. It's not about eating more or eating less. It's really focusing on the protein, on how much protein, the quality of protein, the type of protein. And that's something that we really learned during my coaching program as well. When you want to really tone up, one of the major things that you also need to add is rest. Like I said before, when we started this conversation, a lot of people think they need to spend 5 to 6 days at the gym and, you know, not enough rest, all of the things. You need to let your body heal so it can build more muscle, rest, heal, build more muscle, rest, heal. So it's a constant thing. But when I also talk about rest, I also want to mention that you also need to get enough sleep and a good night's rest, a good routine going on. So prioritizing your sleep, for me, it's like minimal 7 hours. Like anything less than that, I am not okay. And I've learned that because I've tested this out. I remember I used to wake up like at 2:30 in the morning to go to the gym at 3 to get my workout. I would be at the gym for 2 hours and then come back, get ready, you know, go to work at 7, and I had to take the kids to daycare. So I was really minimizing my sleep. And on top of that, I remember I would go pump before going into the gym session. It was a whole ordeal. So when I tell you that rest is so important, it is one of the best things that you can do to see muscle growth. And when you allow yourself to rest, when you allow yourself to get a good night's sleep, that is when your growth hormone levels rise up the most. And though that hormone is going to help repair and build your muscles as well. Lastly, I'm going to talk about supplements, because once you get your rest down, once you get a good protocol done, once you get your nutrition done, once you get all of that, now you can start implementing supplements. And I feel like the supplements have made a huge difference in my strength. One thing, you know, that I've seen in my overall cognitive function, as well as the supplements that I'm about to talk about, it's one of the most studied supplements that there are, and it's something that I've been taking over a year. And I was really hesitant about taking it because I said it was going to make me fluffy. It was going to, you know, that's only for men. But it's creatine. Now, I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but do not freak out. Know that creatine is not just for men. No, it won't make you bulky. It's not a steroid. It does not, you know, make you gain weight. It does not cause acne. It doesn't do all of those things. For example, there are so many things out there that have, like, you take it this way, you take it that way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, when you Google, how do I take creatine? There's all of these formulas, and I'm all about simplicity. I'm all about making it easy. And honestly, you know, I'm definitely recommended, but, you know, disclaimer here, always talk to your physician before, you know, taking something, a supplement. But if you're able to, and you've talked to your doctor and he says you're okay with taking this, you know, honestly, 5 grams daily is what's worked best for me. Now, you can get creatine from your food already. It's in your proteins like meat and fish, but sometimes it's not enough to build quality muscle. So, you know, again, you can have everything dialed down, but sometimes you need that extra push. And that's where this comes in for me, at least. And again, the quality of food has always been changing in the past, and so sometimes we don't get exactly what we get, what we buy, from what we buy. So I honestly, out of all the supplements that I've been the most consistent with in the past year, has been creatine, because sometimes I, on and off, I take collagen, on and off, I take magnesium, on and off, I take my probiotics. But I feel like creatine has definitely been something that I've taken constantly for the past year, and I can see it in how stronger I've gotten on my lifts, how much heavier I can push or pull. And it's definitely not just the creatine, right? It's also how I've been consistent with my protein and all of that stuff. But it does make a difference when you're consistent and you can see that's definitely pushed you in the right direction on what you're trying to do and achieve. So let me just explain creatine a little bit. When you supplement with creatine, that helps your body produce more of that high energy molecule called ATP. And ATP is just basically the battery or the energy in your cells. So the more energy, the more power to your muscles, the more strength, and also it works the same in your brain. So as a woman, and know that, like, Alzheimer's runs in our family and all of that stuff, and that's more prominent in today's world. Creatine and Alzheimer's, there's so many studies on that. And so that's always in the back of my head as well. It just helps you cognitively be more sharp. And again, there's just so many positive effects. So I just Google creatine and cognitive function, and there's just so many things that you get from all of these studies that have done. Because again, creatine is something that has been studied for a very long time. And so not all creatine is created equal. You know, the good news is that is one of the least expensive, you know, supplements out there. So all you have to do, if you do decide to buy, you know, creatine, is you look for creatine monohydrate. And again, it's the most researched form. You can always order it from me, as well as you can look at any other brands that you might like. All you have to search for is just Monohydrate. And if you do decide to order from me, know that you get a discount, and I'll put the link below. As well as it mixes with everything. I've mixed it with my coffee. I've mixed it with my, you know, oatmeal. I put it in smoothies. You can just drink it with water. It's very flavorless. So again, it mixes with everything. It's super easy to take. So that is one of the last tips that I have for you to build muscle. So I want to recap real quick before we end our episode. So let's recap. Best ways to build muscle. If you're new to working out, try body weight first. Compound movements are great for multifunctional muscle groups and translate better for everyday life, which that will be part of any good, you know, workout program. Eat your required protein amount. This should be based on your goals, your body type, and you can always change this if it doesn't have to be set in stone. Tracking your progress and creating a workout journal, a log diary, will also be beneficial to seeing your gains and results. And lastly, if creatine is something that you want to consider taking, it will definitely help speed up your muscle gains and improve your tone look. And again, it's one of the best supplements that you can take forever. Now, you can do one by one, you know, as a tip for today. Remember, you don't have to do it all at once, you know, all or nothing. Simple is less. So if that's something that you're wanting to do this year, change your body type, change the way you work out, build muscle, you know, you can take all of this and see how it can be best implemented in your daily life. And I hope you found this episode helpful. Please share it to anyone who is looking to build muscle, to look more tone, to speed up their metabolism. You know, it's going to help you get ready for the summer body that you're wanting this year. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And remember, happiness is a healthier habit. Chat with you next time. Bye.